Today, Pope Francis has made this day be in honor of all grandparents. So this is a day to celebrate and reverence our grandparents, living and deceased. Pope Francis wants us to realize how much of a gift our grandparents are. You know, the wisdom that they pass upon us, the prayers that they offered up for us, either, you know, over us in person or, you know, before we even were born. And so I wanted to read from Sister Thea Bowman and her reverence for her grandparents. She says, "I am an old folks' child, and I never realized until I was grown up how well they taught me values, how well they taught me survival skills, how to face life, how to face pain, how to face death, how not to be scared. And if you were scared, that don't make no difference, just as long as you keep on stepping." And then she goes on to say, "Old folks used to say, God is bread when you're hungry. God is water when you're thirsty. God is shelter from the storm. God is rest when you're weary. God's my doctor. God's my lawyer. God's my captain who never lost a battle. God is my lily of the valley." Old people in the Black community taught us that we should serve the Lord until we die. We can even serve the Lord on our deathbed or any circumstance in life. If we have faith, hope, and love, we can pass it on. If we work together, pray, and stand together, we can create a new heaven and ease life for each other. And the prayer she has is, "Lord, show yourself to me and the people I meet today." So when we think about the power of prayer, how prayer is our bread, is the bread that we consume for our soul. The good Lord reveals to us in the gospel how the prayer that he gives us is a powerful prayer, the Our Father. And it teaches us everything we need to know of what it means to be a beloved son or daughter of God. Amen. It draws us into that union with him. Now, I'm sure we all learned how to pray the Our Father from our parents or at class and school. And we call God Father. That's the first verse. When we acknowledge God as Father, it helps us to realize that the Father is calling us to have that personal relationship with him through Jesus. He's calling us to realize that he is always there. He always provides for us. He always protects us. And he's always present. And so Jesus wants us to have that confidence of God as our Heavenly Father. You know, we listen to Abraham. Now, I mentioned about last Sunday, Abraham had this dialogue, this bargaining with God. And it's because he had that confidence in God. He realized that God was with him and for him. And so he tried to intercede for the good people in Sodom and Gomorrah. He wants the righteous to be saved and not be destroyed and punished with the wicked. So he had that confidence through prayer that God would bring about mercy. Because he realized that God is truly merciful.
Yes.
You know, there was a priest in Germany, a bishop. He went on to become a bishop. And he said that when he was a lawyer and he was studying, and he finally graduated, and he was 30 years old. He was very successful in his career, very successful. He had all that he needed. And he didn't think once about being a priest. But then he saw a vision of a sister praying for him, and praying for priests. And when he saw that vision, it inspired him to want to go into the seminary to discern the call. And so he goes on to the seminary, and he eventually becomes a priest and then a bishop. And he's celebrating Mass at this convent. And he recognizes this nun. And so he goes to this nun and he wants to speak to her in private. And he says to the nun, "Have you been praying for priests?" And she said, "Yes." And she said she's been praying for one particular priest every day. And he said, do you know the name of that priest? And she said, no. And then he asked her what her birthday was. And the exact date of her birthday was when he had that vision of seeing a nun praying for him to enter the seminary. So we see the power of prayer. She did not know who he was. She didn't even know his name. But God drew her to pray every single day for him to answer the call to the priesthood. And so we see the power of prayer. And we think about, there's another story about St. Augustine and St. Monica. St. Monica was a woman of great faith. Her husband was a pagan. He had no faith. But she always was faithful. And no matter what she found herself in a situation, she was faithful. She prayed for him and for her other son and St. Augustine. And St. Augustine was a man who was not baptized. And he just went on to live a very simple life. He was a womanizer, and he was intellectual. He would do well in school, but he just didn't have any morals. He always followed different philosophies. But he had no faith in the true God. And he had contempt for his mother, even in her old age. For 20 years, she prayed and wept for him. And through her intercession and through her perseverance, he came into the faith. And when he came into the faith, he became a priest and a bishop. And so his writings is what we use to come closer to Christ. We call him a church father. And St. Augustine has his whole journey of how he came back to realize how God was with him. He was seeking God in the world, but God was drawing him each and every step to himself. He realized that God was his bread, and he wanted to consume this bread of the Lord who revealed himself in the sacred scriptures. And so once he heard the scripture says, take up and read, and he heard that voice, he took it up, and he knew that the Lord was calling him to come into the Catholic faith. And that was the moment, that was the time of grace. And all the prayers that his mom offered, and the wisdom that St. Ambrose was like a spirit director that gave him, he realized that God was calling him into the Catholic faith. And so that's how he became a doctor of the church. And so we see that the Lord is always drawing us through prayer, the power of perseverance. We have that confidence in our Lord that every prayer we offer, he's going to answer that prayer. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says wait. But God always answers our prayers. It's either yes, no, or wait. So we have to realize that, just like Sister Thea Bowman said, that if we understand that God speaks to us in so many different ways to answer our prayers when we are in need, to answer our desires. And what does prayer do for us? Not only does the Lord answers our desires that we bring before him, but when we pray, he makes our desires much greater. We want to receive something that's so small in God's eyes. He wants to give us so much more. And so every time we pray for the will of the Father to be done, he expands our heart. He expands our soul to have a greater capacity to receive more of his grace, more of his blessings. And that's what the Lord does for us. You know, when we walk through faith, it's like we're going through a tunnel and we're just seeing all this darkness. But there always is a light at the end of that tunnel. If we hold on to our faith, we'll see that light. If we persevere in prayer, we'll be able to come out of that tunnel and see the sun. But we have to continue to move forward and not backward, to always persevere in our faith through our prayer. If we persevere in prayer, then we will experience God's mercy. We'll experience God's grace. Amen. Every step we move forward, and the Lord guides our step. And even when we don't understand the steps he's calling us to make, even though that's full of mystery, the Lord gives us light to realize that that mystery will open us to receive more of his grace, to persevere in his wisdom. And it's through the Holy Spirit. We heard in the gospel, the Lord wants to give us the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We ask for this or that grace, but the Holy Spirit gives us the fullness of grace, the fullness of what we want to experience, that joy of following in the footsteps of Christ, that joy of overcoming our temptations, of carrying our cross. You know, when you think about a kite cannot go into the sky, right, without the wind. So the wind carries that kite. And if there's no wind, the kite can never be elevated. But when the wind is present and you take the kite glides on through the wind. The wind gives it power to lift it up high. And it's only with the wind that the kite is able to be lifted up. So the same is for us. When we are praying and we allow ourselves to experience that faith, the power of the Holy Spirit lifts us up. We say the Spirit is the breath of God. He lifts us up. And we look at the cross beams, we see the cross beams represent the cross of Christ. And so the cross beams represent the cross of Christ. He gives us that cross, but then he lifts us up to carry it. And so when he gives us that grace to carry, we realize that we can see where we're going. We can oversee the big picture. But when we're here on earth and we only think about the day-to-day, we become narrow in our vision. But when he lifts us up high, we can see the full picture.
Yes.
We can see our role in that picture, each and every person, and how each and every person relates to our journey of faith. So every person we meet guides us through Christ to see with eyes of faith as an answer to prayer. Because we can't carry the cross by ourselves. We need each other to carry that cross. But we need the Holy Spirit to lift us high, to appreciate the cross, and to appreciate the grace of God that's within us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.